You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Guy Flaming, Taylor Maddock, and Hernan Salas. We're going to be joined in a couple of seconds by Russ Beitley from HockeyProspect.com. We've been doing it all season, and last year as well. We get one of their guys on the show and pick their brain about five or six guys that are eligible for the next NHL draft. We'll pick that conversation up right after we hear this clip that's coming up. But first, I want to remind you, World Health, right now, any of the Edmonton locations, you can purchase a one-year membership. They'll throw in a second year for absolutely free. That's a savings. Over $470. Visit any of the 10 locations in the Edmonton area and find out more on that offer. All right, we're going to be joined by Russ Beitley. And one of the players we're going to talk about is from the Sarnia Sting. His name is Adam Ruzicka, and I think this clip we have of him is a fairly recent one, but listen to him scoring a big goal.
Looks to his right, hands it off to his left, gets it back to Kroslov. That's the shot go. Off the boards, back out the other side, it's in! This one will be Adam Ruzicka's first Ontario Hockey League goal.
I believe that is the voice of Terry Doyle, frequent contributor here on the Pipeline Show, as we're joined now by Russ Beitley from HockeyProspect.com. How are you tonight, Russ?
Good. Very well, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing terrific. Welcome back to the show. We appreciate that you're able to join us once again. Since we played the clip, we might as well start with Adam Ruzicka from the Sarnia Sting. What's standing out for you, either good or bad, when it comes to Ruzicka this year?
Yeah, Ruzicka's got that nice size and power forward type. Doesn't mind playing the physical game. Will use his long reach, body effectively along the boards, down low. I think right now he's kind of adjusting to the North American game. I saw him a few weeks back. Played fairly well, but I'm not sure if he's living up to the hype yet of the first-round selection. But his game is, I think, steadily improving, as I think over the last couple of weeks his production's kind of come about a little bit. So I'm sure Sarnia's liking that.
How does he compare to some of the big centers and forwards in the Ontario Hockey League that are eligible for this draft? You know, same size as Gabe Vilardi, who you guys have second up on your list. How does he compare to guys like that?
Yeah, I think Vilardi's a little more dynamic, a little more goal scorer type. Where Ruzicka, I'm not sure if he's a pure goal scorer. He's a good two-way center. Like I said, he uses his body effectively and plays all three zones. In that way, so you like that style of play, but I'm not sure right now, like I say, if he's a first rounder, maybe an early mid rounder type for me right now. But again, I think it's a little early in the season, you know, just being in November here. We'll see how he pans out for the rest of the two thirds of the OHL. We'll see how that goes.
Would it be surprising for you, Russ, if he was not part of the World Junior Championship team for Slovakia?
Honestly, probably couldn't tell you honestly. Slovakia, what they got all together coming over, but I think right now he's a hit or miss for that club. I think there's potential in his game that you like. I'm not sure it's coming out right now. And like I said, you know, being kind of early in the season, I'm sure he's getting acclimated with the culture in North America and obviously the North American game too.
Right.
So. Gonna have to watch him closely here in the next two thirds of the season here, leading up to the draft. See how he does.
Well, Ruzicka is a big guy. We'll go to a player who's maybe a little undersized, maybe more average sized is better. But David Ferentz, a defenseman with the U.S. U18 squad, half a point per game so far this season. What stands out to you about him?
Yeah, the best asset on Ferentz is definitely his skating. He's strong, agile on his skates, good effortless stride. He has that offensive mind too. With NTP, he'll run the power play, distribute the puck, he'll make rushes up the ice. You like that ability of handle the puck well, make the outlet passes. Like I said, he's offensive minded, and what I think he does need to improve on, and I've seen the kid because he has a local kid in my area, neck of the woods in Rochester, his defensive game. It's not that he can't do it. I think he just needs to adjust his mindset. Growing up in the younger years, he's always been given the green light to go and rush the puck and And now he's playing with, you know, the big boys. So, yeah, I think he's going to have to curtail his game a little bit. But, you know, playing out in Plymouth and then heading to BU will certainly, you know, hone his game on the defensive side.
So for you, Russ, more of a mid-range kind of guy, mid-round player?
Yeah, I like his skating ability, his offensive thoughts. You know, one of those type of skaters that, you know, goes a long way in natural ability. But, and again, he can teach the defensive side, which is a good thing. Yeah, for me, he's probably, you know, a mid-ranger right now on the draft radar.
Russ Beitley of HockeyProspects.com joining us here on the Pipeline Show this evening. He's going to, Ferentz is going to BU, and then he'll be playing against Mark McLaughlin at Boston College in a few years. And right now in Cedar Rapids, McLaughlin, only 3 points in 19 games. Is this a guy that's leaned on a little bit more for his defensive capabilities?
I think he plays a strong two-way game. Probably his best asset is his shot. It's hard. It's accurate. He could get it off a little quicker. Maybe that's where his production's dropped off, coming up from the New England prep ranks to the USHL, which is a tough league to score in. But I think from what I'm hearing, he is projecting in the right way with Cedar Rapids. They're, I think, a tough club to play for right now. Only one win, I think, in their first 16, 17 games. Actually just got it last weekend. So kind of facing an uphill battle there in the club. But I think he's more of an underrated player. I've watched him over the, you know, the years of select camps in the USA and the USHL, and I always come away impressed by him. Like I said, he got some good speed. I think he can use his physicality a little more. He's a strong player on his skates, and I think if he you know, just keeps working hard, and that's what he does a lot. He works hard for his goals, and he should be fine. I looked see him project a little more production here in the second half for two-thirds of the USHL season.
You know, that's one of the advantages that you guys have at HockeyProspect.com, because you go to the rinks, you're seeing these guys over a number of years, whereas, you know, I mean, I'm not a scout, I'm a radio guy. I look at his numbers, and I'm like, that's got to be a red flag. He had big numbers in high school, and he's got no production this year, but you have the advantage because you've seen him over the last number of years, so you can recognize that might be struggling early on, but there's still potential there.
Yeah, I saw him back in the Pittsburgh, the USHL showcase in September, and sitting there actually with an NCAA coach, and he scored two goals in a matter of a couple minutes, and we kind of both looked at each other, and I was like, whoa, that was an NHL-caliber shot, and, you know, a nice finish in the other goal. So he does have that creative offensive mindset, and he plays a responsible game in his own end, too. I just think he's kind of adjusting, you know, again, kind of like Ruzicka to the OHL. He's adjusting to the USHL life. Sometimes it can be a learning curve, and I think his is more of a learning curve right now, especially not being on a so-winning team with Cedar Rapids.
Well, the guy that is scoring right now, he's a point-per-game guy in 24 games, is Ivan Lodnia with the Erie Otters. It's small in stature, but seems like a guy that can get it done out on the ice.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's crafty, got some nice silky hands, always has his head up, looking for that seam, looking for that pass, creative in that manner. He'll find the guys, you know, cutting through. I think he actually had two assists tonight. I was looking up before I came on, and Aries 9-2 drubbing of Mississauga there. But, yeah, he's a guy I've watched throughout the years, too. From Honey Baked, you know, to the select camps, USA Hockey, up to the, you know, the OHL, and he's a kid that produces. He's not the fastest kid on the ice. He's sturdy on his skates, but he's smaller in stature, and I think that's one area that he, I'm sure, wants to get better at is just his quickness and, you know, his overall explosiveness for the next level.
Is there anything you see in how the Erie Otters play and how Chris Knobloch coaches that allows some of these smaller guys to have success? You know, Alex DeBrincat, another guy that's small but contributes offensively.
Yeah, I think Knobloch gives those kind of guys the green light to go, you know, and create and use their best assets. And, you know, DeBrincat's an offensive type player, and, you know, throwing those guys along with Radish and now Strome being back in the mix, you know, they're very powerful offensively, and like I said, I think they get that green light to mix and go and give and go and create offense all night on teams.
All right, last guy for us to ask you about tonight, Russ, is Cameron Crotty. Plays in what is it, Brockville, I believe, in the is the OJHL. So junior A, CCHL. Excuse me,
CCHL.
In the well, it's a junior A league in Ontario. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Crotty just recently signed or committed with BU a couple weeks ago. I know a lot of other powerhouse D1s are after him. He's still a kind of a work in progress for me. He's taller, but he's still lanky. I can see that he still needs to develop strength in his body. The skating's decent. There's some aspects where I think at the higher levels he might need some improvement in his pivots and turns, you know, and just his lower body strength and skating. And I saw that his shot was decent and nothing really heavy and hard from the point. Which was an area of improvement. But he does overall play just a solid game from the back end, and he'll make those outlets, good puck decisions, use his stick well defensively to break up plays, gaps out well, you know, in his own zone, and, you know, has a good sense around defensively. I think offensively he's limited somewhat. I don't see him being an offensive dynamo. Type of player, more defensive minded, and just getting, you know, a solid effort every night, you know, and night in, night out.
Well, Russ, we appreciate your time tonight as always, and look forward to doing it again as the draft gets ever closer.
No problem, my pleasure.
All right,
enjoy the night.
Yeah, you too. That was Russ Beitley from HockeyProspect.com. You can always go to that website and get the latest rankings from that company, looking ahead to the 2017 NHL draft. It all culminates with the Black Book. Comes out right before the draft. And it's really become the benchmark in the industry for the independent scouting community anyway.
Yeah.